Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Kerry Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Boy, Kerry, lots to get into, lots of things are happening over the summer. We're also going to touch on the first-time home buyers incentive, and I know you've got a couple of refinance stories. I mean, you've had a very busy summer.
Super busy, Dave. It makes me think of something that just happened to me the other day. Over the weekend, I had a gentleman send me an inquiry over my website saying, I want to make an offer on a house. I know it's Saturday afternoon. It was about 4 o'clock. He said, but I've got this offer. I want to make it and I need to get a pre-approval. We were on our way out to a barbecue and I led him to the website and he filled out an online application. And I called him about 1 o'clock on Sunday and I said, I can give you the pre-approval. Here are the particulars of it. And I'm just wondering, like, is this like your first go at it or what's happening with it? And he said, well, no, actually not. I've dealt with two mortgage brokers already and they were both too busy to be able to help me out because of my quick time frame last week. And I heard you on the radio and I thought, you know what, you're probably really busy. You probably won't get back to me anyway, but I gave you a shot. I'm never too busy to help with a mortgage. Absolutely not. This is my livelihood and this is my business. Every mortgage in my business makes my career go. And the volume of mortgages that I'm able to do gives me a lot of experience. So what I'm able to do is I'm able to bring you the rate, the experience, and the whole service package because I have a lot of transactions and I'm never too busy to help you with your mortgage. So I just want to close that up.
Now, the whole key is you've got time to get in and dive in and do it. But again, you were talking about the renewals before. You can't leave it until the day before.
Don't leave it, folks.
Because even though you can do your part on your end, it still has to go in.
Land titles, banks processing. You know, it takes 3 weeks in order for us to do a renewal because do you know what? The title changes. Mm-hmm. It's if you're renewing with your existing bank, you sign it. There's a whole bunch of now new qualifications, mortgage stress test we have to pass and a whole bunch of stuff. Let me tell you something. It's worth your while to save $12,000 on your mortgage renewal. And it's not always $12,000. And this is one of the things that perplexes me and has over the years is the advice from the bank and the rates in particular are inconsistent. People say, well, what does that mean? Well, yeah, they were willing to give that client 5.19%, but another client that got 2.89% on a similar type of a mortgage, well, why couldn't that other client get that? And I can't give you the straight answer, but I can tell you that 2.89% client, I was able to get 2.69%. We had a hefty mortgage. We had $520,000 mortgage, Dave. Over, and so that's only 0.2%, but over the 5-year term, that still ended up to be $5,200 in those folks' pockets.
Keep it in your own pocket.
Keep it in your jeans, guys. Keep it in. Don't pay too much money to the bank. But speaking of money, and I know that fall, and I'm going to talk about the first-time homebuyer incentive, but I have to get this out. Mm-hmm. If fall is the time that your mortgage is up for renewal and you're paying more than 3% on your debt, give me a call. The Kerry Cardinal Mortgage has a mortgage refinance that covers all of your legal fees into one. Combine everything, make it simple, make it stress-free, and save yourself a whack of money. This is one I just did, Dave. I did a $420,000 new mortgage that ended up working to about $1,809 a month for my clients. They had a $265,000 mortgage, $23,000 on one line of credit, over $80,000 on another, and $18,000 in credit cards. All of that was over, even if it was a secured line of credit, was over 3%. Their expenditures each month on that, Dave, were $2,532. I gave them a Kerry Cardinal mortgage. They paid not a dime in fees to set that up. I don't mean broker fees because I'm always free because I get paid by the bank, but I mean in refinance fees, legal and appraisal. Their new payment was $1,809. That is $725 in their pocket every month.
Every month. That's huge.
By giving me a call. Another one, clients were renewing $200,000 mortgage. They needed $25,000. They were just cleaning up some of their existing debt. Mm-hmm. Their total expenditure on the debt was $1,985. Kerry Cardinal mortgage of $1,504 a month saved them $481.
Wow.
So if you're thinking of a mortgage refinance, there's a few things that you need to be aware of. The refinance rules have changed. You need to leave 20% equity in. If you have questions on that, please give me a call. I need to talk about the first-time homebuyers incentive
date. Let's dive into that.
So the government announced the first-time homebuyers incentive. Funny enough, they didn't give us any training until the day that started, which was on September the 2nd. Wonderful. I got in on the training and I listened to it. The program starts effective for November the 2nd. So what that means is you have to have possession of a house after November the 2nd. Couple things on it. They got $1.25 billion for this program over 3 years. It's an interest-free shared equity loan. Let me tell you more about that. There are no prepayment penalties. There's only two times you can pay this off. I'm going fast here. So if you need to catch this show, go back to my website. I'm going to replay the show and you can hear more about this first-time home buyer's incentive. The loan is payable at the end of the 25-year mortgage or when you sell the house. When you buy an existing house, if you have 5% down payment, they will give you a 5% equity loan. If you buy a new house, you have 10% down payment, they give you a 10% equity loan. There's some caps on it. It's a cap housing price at 4 times your salary. Salaries have to be combined under $120,000 a year. These are my concerns with the program, Dave. Shared equity. What does sharing mean? So you buy a house today for $400,000. It's a new house. They end up giving you, you put 10% down, they give you 10%. Your total expenditures at the end of the month, you're going to save about $228 with the shared equity program. That's all fine and dandy. Let's say in 5 years from now, you sell that property. It's a new house. So what do we do in new houses? We finish the basement, whack load of cash. We do the yard, whack load of cash. The property values increase because we can't stay in the tank the whole time. Mm-hmm. You end up selling that $400,000 house now for $500,000. You have to give them back 10% of the $500,000.
Because you have the shared equity position.
Shared equity. So it also flips the other way. Whereas if the property value decreases, you don't have to pay them quite back the 10%. That's on a new house. So I think of some of the things that are going to run into problems with. A, people forgetting, right? Oh yeah, I got that. And now we're, you know, the things have changed. Oh, you sell the house. Darn it. I got to pay them back. They're 20 grand.
Right.
That can come to bite you in the butt. Some people just don't want to get into cahoots with the government.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't want to have their hand, you know, the government to have their wooden spoon in their pot, per se. And if that's the case, that program may not be for you. The kickers on it are you do need to have the down payment in order to get it. They're not giving out any down payment.
Right.
They do have a website. It's called placetocallhome.ca. Give me a call, visit my website, carriecardinal.com, and I can walk you through. I'm sure there's going to be some loopholes in it. It's the program is just coming out. And if you need an expert on your side, you need Carrie Cardinal on your side.
Good to see you again.
So nice to see you, Dave.
Nice. I'm glad to hear you had a good summer. I know it's going to be busy fall as always, and we'll continue through. You take care, Carrie.
Thanks.
Carrie Cardinal in the studio with me. This has been The Mortgage Show. Again, the website, carriecardinal.com. We'll catch you next time around.